couple of other things that happened while I was on there. I did the 11 to 2 and then replaced John Peel when he was on shore on a couple of occasions. Then I got the 9 to 12 slot on the second time out there and replacing Willie Walker when he was on shore. Then I got the 6 to 9. That was my last stint. And I also, in the last fortnight, 3 weeks before the station closed, read the news as well, as Ian Damon reporting, etc. Would you welcome, please, with a big round of applause, Mr. Mark Roman.
G'day,
how are you, mate? All right.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
How are we going?
Say a few words on the mic.
Right. This is really wonderful. Oh, we're using a close mic technique, are we?
Yes.
Like we used to in the old days.
That's right. Right.
That was fun. It's really nice to see everybody here in the old days. Ian's been telling you all that. You really are wonderful people for being here because there are so many here. And when Mike Barron phoned me, and I think really, Mike, you've done an incredible job.
Yeah, I agree.
Where are you, Mike? You're hiding up behind the screen somewhere. You really have. It's really great. Because you put it together, and the thing that disappoints me is that I found a number of people in radio who are still around, and they said, nah, I'm not too sure. There's this incredible feeling that a number of people have gone legit. Yeah. They're managing directors, they're program directors, they're modern commercial radio bureaucracy, and they don't want to do anything. They don't want to remember their heritage. I was saying the other day that God knows what the hell I would have been doing if I hadn't joined Radio London. I certainly wouldn't be here. I certainly wouldn't have gone to Australia. And I would probably be... The job I was doing before I joined Radio London, when I wasn't making any money, was actually selling McVitie's cakes from a van. It was true. And like Ian, I said, but goodbye, I'm quitting. He said, but you can't. You've got a month's contract. There's stuff for the contract, pal. I'm going.
Yeah. We also have with us somebody very, very important, don't we?
Right. The man who's just returned from the safari, right. The great white hunter himself, Duncan Johnson.
Hey! All right. Go. I just thought I'd better come up here and say a few words to you, because most of what you've seen and heard here today has been from the latter half of Radio London's era. And, of course, I wasn't there for the last year of it. I started. I was the eighth of the original eight, and those eight of us carried it through for the first 6 months until Stew Potter arrived to eat a few pounds of potatoes every meal. But it wasn't all that it's made out to be, with all the fancy doors on the cabins and everything else like that. We had the only real blankets, the only new blankets we had on the ship in the early days, were used in the studio, because there was no studio as such. It was just equipment down in the hull, which used to be the men's quarters, where there were 99 men stationed, where they slept in their bunk beds in the bowels of the ship. And so that the blankets were just strung up around, all the new blankets that were bought, big heavy woolen blankets for the cold weather, were all strung up around, making it soundproof in the studios. And that's how it started. I didn't have a bed for the first three days I was there. I slept in, you saw a picture in the canteen, or in the cafeteria, or what was the officer's mess. That's it, yeah, a terrible mess. That was the officer's mess, and there was a long leather settee on there, and I slept on that for the first 3 nights with a couple of, looked like prison cell gray blankets. And every time the ship rolled, I fell off. And the only reason why I didn't leave Radio London then was I couldn't. And after 3 days, I got used to it. I walked around with a life jacket on. And the captain asked me not to. I said, well, why not? He said, there aren't enough to go around, and you'll make them nervous. But really, what I want to come up here for, I spent a bit of time on there, 18 months nearly. But the person that spent more time on that ship than anybody else, and the longest serving person on the crew is here, his job was to make sure that Tony Windsor had a cup, although he didn't drink a lot of coffee. He made sure that he had a cup and a saucer and a spoon in the studio with him. Otherwise, T.W. would bang a pencil against his beer glass. And it sounded like a pencil banging against the beer glass. So Mitch, his job was to make sure at 11 o'clock, Tony Windsor had a cup and a spoon and a saucer there. And he's here now. Come up here, Mitch, and just give a little wave. He's a good friend of mine. A good friend of mine, he joined the boat in the Bahamas, crossed the Atlantic in the galaxy. And when they had the mast finally built up in Lisbon, then they came across the Bay of Biscay. And here,
I got a story to tell that.
Yeah. Your trip across the Bay of Biscay up to Harwich was one of the better ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a better one from the Irish anyway. But from America, it was a terrible one.
I've heard a few stories that you might have been seasick at the time.
Oh, good heaven. Everybody's sick. Captain sick, chief mate sick, I sick, everybody's sick. One man never sick in there. It was a one Greek chief mate. He never sick. All the time, you have to look after everybody, include me and the captain. But when the captain sick, say, Mr. Felicity, Mitch, bring me a cup of coffee. When I bring coffee, stop. Hold on, tip.
Mitch is an incredible guy. He was the one guy that could always get me out of bed 2 seconds before I was due on the air and say, hey man, you're on the air, and I go down and he bring me a cup of coffee.
Mitch R. Stewart, after 10 years, the first time I've seen him. He speaks a lot better English, doesn't he? Right. Nice one. Thank you, Duncan Johnson. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Mark Raven. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For me and Damon, Big L, Big Lil theme. Big Lil will remain as one of the best radio stations ever in existence. And I'm sure you agree. Thank you. Good afternoon.